away, Islanders. Are you looking for an insider's scoop on everything Awe Island? Well, look no further than our very own newsletter. By signing up, you'll be the first to know about any Awe Island-related news, updates, and big announcements. And as a special thank you for signing up, you'll get access to a special Awe Island episode called Odette Goes Camping. This exclusive episode is only available to newsletter subscribers, so don't miss out. Simply head over to aweisland.com and enter your email address when prompted. Thank you for listening. And now, let's begin the relaxation.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Good job. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a puffin family hugging their baby puffin in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. As you think about the puffin family, your heart feels happy and warm. Place your hands on your chest, close your eyes, and let's take another deep dragon breath together. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Now, think about your family. Every family is unique. Maybe your family includes parents or siblings or grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins, or friends, pets, nannies, caregivers, teachers. Whoever your family is and wherever they are, send your loving energy out to them. And let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and like the baby puffin, you feel safe and loved. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Brief Escape. Kit Kat squinched up her face as she became aware of the bright afternoon sunshine streaming onto the window seat where she had been peacefully sleeping. She twitched as she heard clattering noises and voices in the distance. Suspiciously, the little cat opened one eye. But she didn't see anyone in the living room. Marta, Kit's human friend, drove the street sweeper to help keep Ah Wei Island's roads clean and tidy. Marta had left their cozy little apartment early that morning to go to work. Marta was due to return home in the afternoon, but it seemed a little too early for her to have come back already. Kit opened both her eyes and lifted her head high enough to look up at the big clock on the wall. 2 o'clock, it said. Yes, that was still too early for Marta to be home. But someone was being very noisy out in the hallway of the apartment. At first, Kit tried to go back to sleep. She closed her eyes again and stretched, trying to relax. But the noise kept her awake, and finally, with a slightly annoyed meow, Kit hopped off the window seat. She padded her way over to the door of the apartment and put her ear close to the door. She heard more voices in the hallway and the clattering of metal. Curious, she wished she could open the door to see what was going on. But of course, Kit couldn't open the door by herself. So she listened as hard as she could. She heard the neighboring apartment's door open and close. Then Kit heard a voice, which she recognized as being the next door neighbor. The neighbor said, "Hi there, I'm heading out now, but you can go in anytime." A strange voice replied, "Great, thanks. We won't be in there long." Kit thought about what this might mean. Why would these strange people want to go inside the neighbor's apartment if the neighbor wasn't even going to be home? Kit tried to listen longer, but it was hard to hear through the door. She heard snatches of conversation, something about ductwork and filters, but none of it sounded very interesting. Kit had just made up her mind to try to go back to sleep when she froze. Knock, knock, knock. Someone was knocking on the apartment door. "Maintenance," said a voice from outside the door. "Maintenance?" repeated Kit in her mind. Who or what was maintenance? Kit meowed loudly several times, but of course, the human outside couldn't understand cat language. Kit wasn't even sure if she could be heard. The person knocked again, and then Kit heard the familiar click of the door being unlocked. Kit's eyes widened as she saw the door handle turn, and a strange human opened the door. Kit usually didn't think much before making decisions. Today was no exception. Suddenly faced with a strange human in her house, she did the first thing that popped into her head. She ran. She ran straight out the door and down the hallway. As she bolted down the carpeted floor, she heard someone calling, "Hey, kitty, come back, kitty cat." it's okay. But Kit, like many cats, didn't really believe in obeying humans very often. The only human Kit ever really obeyed was Marta, and that was only sometimes. So Kit ignored the human calling for her and ran as fast as she could to the end of the hall, where there was a doorway with a glowing red sign over it. The door was propped open with a box of tools, and Kit charged through the door and down the stairs that were just outside the doorway. Kit ran down until there were no more steps. At the bottom of the stairwell was another door, also propped open. Kit ran through the doorway and found herself in a series of short hallways. They all looked very much alike, and Kit soon lost track of how far she had run. Eventually, she found herself in a very long hallway, and at the end of this hallway was a glass door that led outside. Kit slowed down as she approached the exterior door. Through the glass, Kit could see beautiful green trees swaying in the wind, and she saw a squirrel playing near the tree trunk. When she reached the door, Kit sat down. She sat a moment, looking through the glass. Her heart was pounding. To calm herself, she took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Maybe I overreacted a little just now, she thought. She took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Maybe I didn't need to run away quite like that, she said to herself, starting to feel calmer. She took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Feeling her heart rate slow, Kit began grooming herself as she gazed out the window. Yes, she was calmer now. It was soothing to clean her paws and watch the trees move in the wind outside. Now that she had a minute to think straight, Kit thought back to what the strange voice had said before the door was opened. Maintenance, maintenance, repeated Kit. Where had she heard that word before? Suddenly, Kit remembered. A few days ago, a piece of paper had been slipped under the apartment door. This had excited Kit. She loved paper, especially paper that she could grab onto and rip. Kit had grabbed the paper the moment she saw it come under the door, and she hadn't been happy when Marta asked if she could please read it. Kit, please let me have it, Marta had said, laughing. You can play with it after I read it. A minute later, Marta had said, Okay, here you go, Kit. I've just got to remember that maintenance is coming next week to clean out the air ducts. I'll need to put you in the bedroom that day, Kit, so you don't get underfoot. Don't let me forget. Yes. Now Kit remembered this entire incident. She hadn't paid much attention at the time, because she was too distracted by playing with the piece of paper. Besides, Kit never cared much about events that would happen in the future. But now, everything made sense. Marta must have forgotten that the maintenance humans were coming. For a moment, Kit felt a little sorry for having escaped from the apartment in a panic. The maintenance humans might worry about her, and so would Marta, whenever she got home. But Kit didn't like to think much about the future. Right now, the outside world was very close by, and Kit found herself longing to go explore. For a little while, she sat and looked through the glass door, eyeing the birds and the squirrel and the occasional human that passed by. And after a little while, a couple of humans approached the door. It was a woman and a child. Through the door, Kit heard the child say, "Look, Mom, a cat, a cat." But the mom seemed distracted. "Yes, dear," she said vaguely, fumbling with packages in her arms and a key card like the one Marta used. Kit made many of her decisions based on impulse. She didn't usually think much before deciding to do something, and she didn't think much now. As the mom opened the door, Kit made her decision. "Time to escape again," she meowed. The little cat darted through the open door before the mom even noticed or could stop her. Kit raced down the sidewalk and around the corner of the building before screeching to a halt. She looked backwards. The mom and child were out of sight, but a squirrel was staring at her. "Hey there," said the squirrel. "I'm Nutsy. Sorry, but are you supposed to be out here?" "Hi there," replied Kit, trying to sound casual. Probably not. "It's okay, though. I just want to take a quick look around before I go back inside. I'm Kit, by the way."
"Oh, wow, I know you," exclaimed Nutsy. "You're the window cat from upstairs."
Kit nodded and said, "That's right. I see you playing in the trees a lot. Nice to meet you."
"Nice to meet you too," answered Nutsy.
He hesitated a moment and then said, "Have fun out here, but when you're ready to go back inside, maybe go around to the front. There's usually lots of people there, and I bet somebody will open the door for you." Kit grinned and said, "Good tip. Thanks, Nutsy. Nice to meet you." Nutsy waved goodbye as Kit began to meander around the building's grounds. She was enjoying her brief escape to the outdoors. Marta sometimes took Kit on carefully supervised walks outside, which Kit always enjoyed. But this was different. Kit was on her own. She could go wherever she wanted and explore whatever she wanted, taking as much time as she desired to inspect the random flower or bug she encountered. But after a little while, Kit began to feel a little uncomfortable. Even though she was having a great time outside, she couldn't stop thinking about the maintenance humans and Marta. What if they were worried about where she had gone? Reluctantly, Kit headed toward the front of the building. Sure enough, there was the big front entrance
where Kit and Marta usually exited and entered their home. And sure enough, there were humans around who could open the door for a little cat, including Marta herself. "Kit! Kit!" Marta cried, rushing out through the door, followed by the maintenance human. "Kit, there you are. We were so worried about you," Marta exclaimed. She reached down and Kit hopped up into Marta's arms. "I just got home from work and they were telling me you escaped out the door," Marta explained. "Again, I'm so sorry she got out," said the maintenance human to Marta. "It wasn't your fault," replied Marta. "I just totally forgot today was the day you were coming. Are you okay, Kit?" Kit meowed happily. She was glad to see that everyone was so happy to see her, and that she'd gotten in some exploring before it was time to go home. Marta and Kit went inside. When they reached their apartment, Marta made sure the apartment door was securely closed before giving Kit a big hug and then setting her down on the floor. "I'm sorry, Kit," said Marta. "I should have remembered to put you in the bedroom this morning. I hope you weren't too scared by the maintenance team." Kit meowed at Marta. It was her way of saying, "It's okay, Marta. I'm sorry I scared you by escaping." All the afternoon excitement made Kit ready for another nap. She hopped up onto her favorite window seat. She yawned, curling up her tail around her as she snuggled into the seat cushion. Kit thought of all she had to be grateful for. She felt grateful for her brief escape. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Kit was grateful to Nutsy, too, for giving her a tip about getting back inside. The little cat took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Most of all, Kit was grateful to Marta and the maintenance human for looking for her. Kit closed her eyes, feeling relaxed. She took one final deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Kit fell asleep, dreaming of squirrels and swaying trees. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.